You may be seated. Get your Bible. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. If you're taking notes, I want you to be able to identify kingdom citizenship and church membership. Now, they both go together, but one precedes the other. So you have to be a member of the kingdom before you become a citizen of the kingdom before you become a member of the church. Kingdom citizenship is when you get born again. In Matthew 13, now this is a very important lesson. I walked you through some things last week that I want to remind you of. John the Baptist introduced Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. I'm going over some things from last week. Jesus introduced his ministry by teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. All right, that's Matthew 4:23-25. I have a verse I want you to look at before I go to my text. This verse. Jesus closed his ministry on earth speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom. He opened his ministry by the kingdom and he closed it by. Turn to Acts chapter 1 first and we'll come back to our text. Jesus closed his ministry after he had died, after he had resurrected. And he's about 40 days in between, he taught the disciples. The beginning of his lesson was the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 1. And I'm emphasizing the importance of understanding the kingdom. It's after Jesus' resurrection, after his death and resurrection. He's now in the book of Acts. He's about to go back to the Father. And he said in the third verse, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days. And look what he's speaking to them about. Speaking of the thing pertaining to what?
The kingdom of God.
That's three people. Thank y'all three people for being so faithful in answering me. He's speaking of the things what? Pertaining to what?
The kingdom of God.
Now he opened his ministry.
Yes, sir.
I got to do it. Go to Matthew 4:23 so you can understand it, because where I'm about to take it this morning is deeper into the kingdom, understanding of the kingdom, some things that you could not accomplish in your life after this morning you would be able to accomplish. Okay, I'm going to show you some things in the kingdom. Go back to Matthew 4:23. And Jesus, now this is the beginning of his ministry, beginning and the ending. We just read the ending where he's about to go back to heaven. Beginning, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. You see that? So that he started his ministry there, all in between his ministry, and at the end of his ministry on earth, he taught them pertaining to the kingdom of God. So what pastor doing today, I'm teaching you things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I'm following in the master's step. All right? Now, an aspect of the kingdom that I'm going to teach you this morning, you got to pay real closely. Go back to Matthew 13. You got to pay close attention to catch this. Let me deal with a word called abundance. We're going to read a word called abundance, but we're not just talking about money. We're talking about abundant joy, abundant revelation, abundant grace, abundant wisdom, abundant understanding. All this come out of the kingdom. So we're not just talking about wealth, financial wealth or money, but we're talking about living an abundant life. Okay? Abundant. How to stop the enemy. You know John 10:10? I think we need to read that before I go. John 10:10. How to stop the enemy from stealing the abundant life from you.
Yeah.
Your abundant joy. Your abundant peace.
Yes,
how to stop him, you got to know how to function in the kingdom. Not just the church.
Yes,
you got to know how to function in the kingdom. As a kingdom citizen.
Amen.
All right, stop. See the thief come down but to steal and destroy. And then Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Well, we've taught that on finances, but that's not just talking about finances.
Right.
Life abundance is the whole picture of what God wants you to have. A good life, good understanding, health, strength, good family. All right? Now, so get ready now. Go to Matthew 13 now. Matthew 13. Jesus teaching. He's teaching about the power of sowing the word in the right place. Sowing the word in the right kind of heart. What effect the word can have. And he told about hearts that wasn't right, that they could not calculate or could not grab a hold of the word. But I want to show you an aspect, and I'll give you a subject in a minute. In verse 11 and 12. Matthew 13, verse 11 and 12. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know what? Notice mystery is plural. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it's not given. See it? Now notice what the next verse says. For whosoever hath, whosoever hath what? Huh? Whosoever had what? Somebody said understanding, revelation, enlightenment of how the kingdom function, what is rightfully yours, and how to get it. That's all right? How to get it. So I want you to have clear understanding. Because I have, when I start teaching these points, I got somebody back there that can type. Because I don't give them my outline. I want nobody to see my outline before I preach it. But if they can type these points out for you, it'd be good. If I got somebody back there that can type. Because I'm just going to say it out, and you're going to have to catch what I say and type it out. If there's somebody back there that can type. If you can't type, don't even try it, baby. But you're going to mess my whole sermon up. All right. Now look, what he said. Look, I want you to see it. For whosoever have, in verse 12. Everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
For whosoever have what? Understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom, right?
Yes.
Say it. Understanding.
Understanding.
I heard somebody say, help me. I don't have no understanding. No, I heard. To him should be given. You see that? Wow. And he, I want you to underline this. And he shall have what?
More.
Underline that. And he shall have more abundant. With an understanding of the mystery of the kingdom that has to be revealed to you. All right? All right. Now notice the end, I can't go without reading the end part. But whosoever has not, what? Whosoever has not what? Just a church member.
Yes, sir.
He who has not understanding of the mystery of the kingdom from him. Wait a minute. Go back to John 10:10. Go back to John 10:10 now. Wait a minute now. Something been stolen from me. Wait a minute. There's something else I need to know. I've been praying and saying, but it's something else I need to know. I need to know some mysteries of the kingdom in which I'm going to share with you this morning. All right. John 10:10 now. Then I'll show you another scripture that will help you in this understanding. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Point number one. What happens to one's life when the mysteries of the kingdom become manifested? What happens to one's life when the mysteries of the kingdom become manifested? We already read Matthew 13, 11, and 12. Read John 10 and 10, right? Huh? Look in Matthew 13, 3. Matthew 13, 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. And what happened? All right. Now, Jesus explained that in verse 19. We're going to have an explosion up in here this morning. Jesus explained in verse 19 now. He says, when one hear the word and don't understand it, the enemy can steal it from them. But if I understand the word clear enough,
yes, sir,
and have a revelation, understand the mission, understand this realm,
yes, sir,
of the kingdom, the enemy can't steal from me no more. See, the seed by the wayside was a person who heard the word but didn't understand it. And so they act like they had it, but they didn't have it. When the pressure came on, the enemy stole it from them. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this 19th verse. Watch this 19th verse. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then, why that didn't that? Because if a person heard it and understood it, then not coming.
That's good preaching, Dad.
I'll read it again now because I want you to understand it. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then come the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You see it. Yeah, you see it. We up in here. So what happened what happened to one's life when the mystery of the kingdom become manifested? Now listen. Listen, here's your answer. You've been praying about things to get right in your life. Here's the subject. The kingdom of God abundance cometh to the body of Christ. The kingdom of God's abundance cometh to the body of Christ. And it tell you how it come. It tell you how it come. Who can answer me? I already told you how it come. Who can answer? It tell you how it come. Give me scripture. Give me scripture. I just told you how. Matthew 13, 11, and 12. Go back and read it again. God dug it. Go back and read it again. Because you can't leave here not knowing how to get the manifestation.
Amen.
Abundance is ready to manifest in your life, but you have to have an understanding of the mystery of the kingdom by revelation. And that's what I'm aiming to do, to give you an understanding of the mystery of the kingdom, what is rightfully yours, but you got to have it by revelation. The Holy Spirit has to reveal it to you. It's not just because you know a scripture, not just because you quote a scripture, not just because you pray in tongues. They didn't say nothing about quoting no scripture in that voice. They didn't say nothing about praying in tongues. Didn't even say nothing about the name of Jesus. Saying you having some understanding,
yes, sir,
and having some revelation of this thing,
right,
of the mystery of the kingdom. Who with me? Because we're talking about the kingdom of God abundance coming to the body of Christ. And I'm going to go to another point in a few minutes, but let me hit you on that. What it means when they say the kingdom abundance. And I might get to all of them someday. Abundance of revelation.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 12, 7. Abundance of manifestation and demonstration. I'm not going to give you my scripture because I got to come back and preach this. Abundance of grace and abundance of righteousness. Abundance of joy. Abundance of doing his will. abundance of kingdom peace, abundance of kingdom power, abundance of kingdom glory, abundance of kingdom life, abundance of kingdom love. We'll get to them. I'll give you a scripture on, but we'll get to them. Let's go to point number two. Seeking the kingdom of God must be first in your life. Go to Matthew 6:33, very familiar scripture. Seeking the kingdom of God. God, seeking God's way of doing things by revelation. Seeking God's way of doing things by revealed mysteries. Seeking God's will of doing things, the way of doing things, by functioning from another realm. The kingdom of God is another realm. It is the realm of God. It's the realm of omnipotence, omniscient, omnipresent. It's a realm of no impossibility. It's a realm of no failure. It's a realm of never being left out. He'll make a way out of nowhere. I say he'll make a way out of nowhere. Anybody know him like that? Have you ever got somewhere you don't know how you got there? He'd make a way out of nowhere. Receive. I said he'd make a way out of no way. Who need a way made this morning? Receive, receive. Yes, sir. He make a way out of no way. So I want you to see this. Seek ye first. Matthew 6:33. Turn there. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek to know the kingdom. Seek to know the understanding of the kingdom. Seek to know the mystery of the kingdom. And then he says, and all things should be added to you. What? I've been trying to get the thing. Through prayer, fasting, staying up late. Stuff still haven't come. Because that's not your method. That's the world system method. Your method is to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I say all these things will be added to you. Put God first. Talk to him about before you talk to anybody else. Ask him what he wants you to do. I just preached 15 people out of a hole just now. Amen. Somewhere you've been trying to get, something you've been trying to get on, that's your answer right there. Yes, well, how'd you do it? Say, Lord, I'm seeking your kingdom. Show me your kingdom. Show me what you want me to do. Turn to Luke chapter 12. Knowing that your Father get pleasure in giving you the kingdom. The manifestation, the realm, the right position of the kingdom. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you. But now notice, only a few gonna get there. Because he said, fear not, little flock. Little flock. There's a big flock down here of Christian, but only the little flock. All right, turn to Luke 12. Don't sharpen iron because I'm preaching good. I tell you what, they used to sing this song, and I want to be in the number. Down here. And my pastor is teaching me how to be in the number. Down here. Because only a few, only a remnant gonna walk in this kingdom. Watch what I say. Kingdom substance on earth. The Lord wants somebody to show forth his goodness. But all right. Just sit there. Just sit there. Just sit there and act like I'm not preaching. Just sit there. Luke 12:32. Fear not. Little flock. That means about six people on your row ain't gonna make it. Oh, Jesus. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He ain't talking about going to heaven. He's talking about heaven coming down here. By you walking in revelation of the mystery. Remember our first text we start off with? Huh? The Father want to give it to you. The best. All right. Hold up. Take it a little further. And somebody sing, he got the whole world. And I'm here begging in the corner, trying to get a pickup truck. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Walk and live forcefully in the kingdom of God on earth. Walk and live forcefully. Because it's not just going to come to you, you see. You got to have a force about it. You got to be power. When you pray, you got to believe you can move heaven and earth. When you speak the word, you got to say it with confidence. Speak it with boldness. Something got to happen because I'm talking. Forcefully. Say forcefully. The enemy going to block it if you just be all weak and timid and just talking about, I hope it happens. Ain't no one hope it happens. I command it. Somebody got a problem they need to talk to in here right now. Talk to it stronger. Talk to it out of your divine right. Talk to it because you know you got divine backup. All heaven behind me. I have the name of Jesus. I have the blood. I have the power of the cross behind me. I'll talk to this thing. I take what mine forcefully.
Take it by
force. Kingdom of heaven suffers violence. I get violent when the enemy tell me I can't have something. I get violent by it. What you can't tell me I can't have what is rightfully mine? I ain't praying about this no 3 months. I want an answer right now. I be praying about this thing no 5, 6 years. It's my divine right to be blessed. I take it by force. Meek don't mean weak.
That's right.
Amen. Let's read the scripture. Sit down. Let's read the scripture. Let's see if the word got something to say about this. You gotta walk forcefully. You're leaving here today, you're walking forcefully. You ain't walking right through. You're not gonna leave this church as a beggar. Act like you don't have no rights. You got rights. Jesus died for me to have rights. He got up on the third day. Decree, all power is in my hand. If all power in his hand, guess what? All power in my hand. Because I'm in him and he in me. There's some things you do not have in your life because you're so busy asking for it. Something you got to take. I take my health. I take my wealth. I take my marriage back. Matthew 11 and 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now. Until now. Until now. Until now. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. and the violent take it by force.
Yes, sir.
You don't have it because you didn't take it.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
Then what happens? People get upset when somebody know how to take it. They get all upset. Church members, they get all upset. Well, I don't know where she going. Yeah, but she know where she going.
Yeah.
Take it by force. Now get this one. Get this one. Kingdom faith must be released constantly. Kingdom faith must be released constantly. Let me show you something on this. Not in my notes. Let me show you something I think you need to see here now. Turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Then get Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. If these two verses do not convince you, go somewhere else next Sunday. I can't help you. You have to constantly release your faith.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom cannot function. Oh, I love it. I'm preaching up, boys. The kingdom cannot function without faith. The kingdom of God is a faith kingdom.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And faith is the key that he has given you to tap into his kingdom. Nobody can stop you. Not even the devil himself. You are authorized by God to be blessed. You are ordained by God to be blessed. You are sanctified by God to be blessed. Talk to me, somebody up in here. Notice Hebrews 4:2. For unto us, come on, was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. So don't you leave here and say, I didn't preach. I preach, but you got to mix what I preach with faith. You can't come here for a serenade Sunday that you done paid your duty. I've been to church. No, you got to hear what I'm saying. So then faith come by what? And hearing by what? Then you got to mix it with faith. You got to believe it. You got to act on it. You got to say it's mine. I have it now. You got to say my life being changed right now.
Glory to God. I bless you. I worship you. I praise you. Thank you.
Hebrews 11 and 6. Look. Look at Hebrews 11 and 6 now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
But without faith, well, I just told you the kingdom can't work. It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Ooh. And that he is what? Of them that what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Tell three people, my pastor teaching me about the kingdom. I said three.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to talk some of my street talk. I'm going to be a bad boy now. I'm going to be a bad girl now. I'm going to walk in my kingdom right. Oh, you better look out here. You better watch out. I'm coming through. I'm going to be a bad girl now. I'm going to function in what my pastor teaching me. Everything I wanted, amen, comes to me now. Amen. Just ask anybody on your roof, they don't believe, just tell them, get up and go sit somewhere. Get up, don't stop my floor. Get up from, go sit somewhere else. You ain't even listening. Luke chapter 17. I'm going to give you another point here now. Keeping the kingdom of God fired up on the inside of you. Keep it stirred up. Remind yourself, read these scriptures and stir the kingdom and let it glow. And let the fire of the kingdom burn on the inside of you. Luke 17:21. I'm almost through. Keep the kingdom fired up in you. 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 I hear the Spirit of God says, don't, what Paul said, don't or do not. Don't follow, whatever I decide to say. Don't follow the world pattern. Keep the kingdom of God stirred up in you. Don't let all these ideals these people come up with for your success. Your success is already at rest. Your success is in Him. Keep the kingdom, tell that person next to you, keep the kingdom stirred up in you. Keep the fire burning, tell them. Luke 17:21. Neither should they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. When he says seek the kingdom, he's telling you seek how the kingdom functions. Seek how to operate in another dimension. Seek how to function in another realm. Don't just be a church member. Be a kingdom citizen. Release your dominion. Good God Almighty. Release your dominion. Tell somebody, release your dominion. Stop. Tell them, stop crying. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Release your dominion. Romans 14, kingdom righteousness, peace, and joy being fulfilled in your life at all times. Let me give it to you. Kingdom righteousness, peace, and joy being fulfilled in your life at all times. Now, in this verse we're about to read, it reveals to you that this kingdom is not a physical kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom that can have physical effects. It's a kingdom that can call the physical alive. It's a kingdom that can overrule natural things. It's greater than politics. It's greater than medicine. It's a kingdom that functions in a realm called a supernatural. It's a kingdom that can afford miracles, signs, and wonders to hit your life. And somebody asked you, how it happened? I don't know how it happened, baby. God did it. God did it for me. God did it for me. Matter of fact, I won't praise his name. Because he's done great and mighty things for me. If nobody else in here need to praise him, I need to praise him. Because I know what he has done for me. And I just want to say among this congregation this morning, the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. And I will raise my hand and give him glory this morning. And I will say to him, thank you. Thank you. Someone say he brought me to seen an unseen danger. I just want to clap my hand right now and give him an applause because the Lord been good to me. Now I want you to sit down. I want you to write something down. I heard it when I was preaching that. I'm almost through. I never heard this before, but I think it's very important that I give it to you now because you're here for a reason. I want you to write down in your notes, I am a kingdom student.
That's good.
Because you never graduate.
That's right. I'm a kingdom student.
The kingdom has so many classes. Have so many lessons to teach you.
Yeah.
I want you to remain a student. I want you to stay open.
Yes,
because he'll teach you something else.
Yes,
and he'll teach you something else. And he'll teach you something else.
Right.
All right? So be a student. Be open. Don't ever get to the place to believe you have arrived.
Yeah. That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's so true, Apostle.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive, sir.
Glory to God.
Let me give you one or two more things, and then we're going home.
Yes, Lord.
Romans 14:17. I've got to see that. The kingdom of God is not a physical kingdom. Put that down in your note. It is a spiritual kingdom. So I'm going to operate in it. I have to operate in it in the spirit. Jesus said, they that worship him, the Father, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you're going to be born again, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. So here's a definition of the kingdom. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. In other words, that means it's not physical. How many with me? What is it then? But righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
All three of those things, you can have them in abundance.
Yes.
Abundance of righteousness, abundance of peace, and abundance of joy come upon you today. Will you receive it? I don't care what you're going through, baby. I'm talking about something greater than what you're going through. I don't care who against you. I don't care who trying to hold you down. I don't care how sick you are. I said the greater one can do something about your situation right now. You're moving from the physical. You're moving from the natural. You're moving in the spirit. Just say you're preaching, Pastor. Say it aloud. Say, you're preaching, Pastor.
You're preaching, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You will not leave here the same way you came. This, now see, this is not information.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
This is not facts. This is revelation. Don't believe. Don't let the devil talk to you. Don't you let him think that I'm not talking to you. And don't let him fool you. You can't use this. And don't let him fool you. Your life not in a different position. You're going to handle things different. You're Paul and let the kingdom kick in.
Yes.
Pause and let the kingdom kick in.
Yes.
Been moving too fast with our prayer life. Ah. Moving too fast with scripture. Ah. We got to pause and let the kingdom kick in.
Yes.
Be still.
Yes.
And know that I'm God.
Yes.
Kingdom, help me, Holy Ghost. Kingdom functioning will begin to come out of you in such a way.
Yes.
You're going to talk higher and deeper than your enemy. When you're functioning out the kingdom, Satan says, she knows what she's talking about. I better back off. I better go get me somebody who don't know this. Because this kingdom whipped me before.
Come on, sir.
I thought Jesus couldn't get up.
Ah.
But Jesus had a kingdom in him. Your problem might be plaguing you right now, but the enemy shouldn't have never let you got here this morning. Every grave that's trying to hold you, you coming out. Because the kingdom of God is a resurrection kingdom. And it works by faith. Not by how you feel, not by what you see, not by what somebody else say. It works by faith. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. And I believe that Jesus is Lord of Lords. And he's King of Kings. And he lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody's ankle just got healed. It was swollen, but it's gone down. I felt it just now. Check it. If you had a bad ankle, check it. Somebody's ankle. Just, I mean, instantly. See, you can't, come on, that answer. You can't preach about this kingdom and nothing happened. Yeah. Somebody's ankle just got healed. I felt it. Then the thought came through my mind. Say it out loud, he said. And I said it. Come on. You are called by God to live in kingdom abundance. Say it, I am called by God to live in kingdom abundance. Your worldly status can't afford to give you the life God wants you to have. But your kingdom status make it happen right before the world eyes. A powerful word, wasn't it? That's the Holy Ghost, man. Yeah, see? So you've labored and labored. Now God wants you to be favored and favored. You've labored and labored, but this day, God wants you to be favored and favored. Things that did not seem like it's going to work out for you, going to start working with ease, because a fresh anointing of favor is in this house today. Go back. and try it again. Places you've been that they turn you down, I want you to go back and tell them again. Because favor is on your life now. Kingdom favor is moving through your life now. The King, the Lord Jesus, is moving through your life right now to bring you places that you thought you couldn't go, to give you things that you thought you couldn't have, to heal your body you thought never gonna be healed, because the kingdom favor. Favor is on my life. Kingdom favor. Kingdom favor is on my life. It's not just labor, but I'm working by favor. Glory to God. Glory. The favor of God done got on me. I said the favor of God. Tell somebody the favor of God on you. Everywhere I go, the favor of God is on me. Kingdom favor. Kingdom favor. There is no lack or limitation in the kingdom of God. You heard me? Now remember, you in the kingdom and the kingdom in you, right? Let me read this again and maybe y'all didn't understand what I said. I'm in the kingdom and the kingdom in me. All right? There's no lack or limitation in the kingdom of God. If that is true, I have no lack and limitation in my life. I'm hearing someone calling that self for somebody. I'm hearing this. It's only a temporary setback. When you come out of this, you're going to be further than where you are. In other words, somebody been set back. But when you come out of it, you're not going to the spot where you're set back from. You're going across that spot and make another landing. Who see what I'm saying here? Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. Y'all trying to get me to clothe up in here. But I feel the glory coming. Somebody getting help up in here. Somebody getting blessed up in here. Leaving here loaded with favor.
Come on.
Favor all up in your car. Favor in your house waiting on you. Favor all up in your shoes. Wherever you walk, favor gonna be there. I gotta close. Ignorance of your kingdom assignment. See, that's why I'm telling you this morning, your kingdom assignment. Mm-hmm. We're gonna witness. They're working on them cards right now. Ignorance of your kingdom assignment and kingdom provision hinders the plan of God. Wow. Only a remnant in the body of Christ would experience kingdom abundance because of blindness and robbery. Yes, sir. Because of blindness, I receive, young man. Because of blindness and robbery. Ooh. I know you want to sit down. You want to write this down. Kingdom abundance will flourish in these days to overcome imitators. Kingdom abundance going to flood. That's enough. Stand on your feet. Praise us. Get to your stand, please. Musician. Praise God. Well, you heard the word of God. The Bible says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You heard.